Om Shanti. So today we are starting with yet another new series, and the name of the series is Mera Baba, My Baba. This is the Spark book, and it's a compilation of Bab Dada's versions spoken over so many years, over many decades. So, in 31st December 2016, smoothly, Baba has repeatedly said one thing: who is merged in your heart? What everyone's heart says, only one word, only one poetry, only one song of love. And what is that song, and what is that poetry, and what everyone's heart is saying, and what is merged in everyone's heart? Only one word. What is that? My Baba. So, this My Baba book we are starting from today. Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday we will be exploring the depths of thought and thought power, and 2 days or probably 3 days, Thursday, Friday or Saturday, 2 or 3 days we will be reading this book Mera Baba. And the speciality of this book is it's a compilation by Spark. It covers so many different topics. So today we are starting this, and we are starting with one Murli which probably I have never read till now, because I always feared to read this Murli. Why? I won't tell that reason, because this Murli is the first Murli I heard from God. 30th November 2003. This Murli I have never read till now, and I always fear to read. I don't know what is said in this Murli, because I was sitting in the Diamond Hall. I didn't know what is Brahma Kumaris. I didn't know anything, and I straight away came with absolute disinterest, with absolute dispassion. I was about to renounce this world, and on that soil of Vairagya, on that soil of God's love, this Murli, actually I will say I have, my birth is through this Murli. So this is a Murli of 30th November 2003, and the beauty of this book is that with every paragraph they have given a topic and then they have discussed this. So the topic is self-respect is elevated pride. Self-respect means, Hindi we call it Soman. So self-respect is elevated pride. Self-respect finishes arrogance, because self-respect is elevated pride. So the elevated pride finishes the different types of impure body consciousness. When you switch on the light, darkness goes away in a second. Darkness is not made to go away. You don't need to make effort to remove the darkness, but you just switch on the light and the darkness automatically ends. In the same way, switch on your switch of the awareness of self-respect and you won't have to make effort to end the different types of body consciousness. You do have to make effort while you don't have the awareness of being an embodiment of self-respect. Bab Dada sees the games of the children. You speak about self-respect in your heart. I am seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. You say this, you think this, but then you don't remain seated on the seat of experience. It is essential to experience whatever you think, because the most elevated authority is the authority of experience. So Bab Dada sees that you listen to everything very well, you think very well too, but hearing and thinking about it is something different. To become an embodiment of experience is the elevated authority of Brahmin life. This is the difference between devotion and knowledge, jnana and bhakti. In devotion too, they become very intoxicated listening. They even think, but they are unable to have an experience. Jnana means being a jnani soul, jnani tu atma. That is, being experienced in every type of self-respect. The experienced form gives you spiritual intoxication. Experience in life can never be forgotten. Whatever you have heard or thought about can be forgotten. However, the authority of experience never decreases. So Baba is talking here of Soman, about self-respect, about self-esteem. There is one thing which is known as I. So many little I's. I do this, I am this, I am that. But all these I's are of body consciousness. And they create arrogance. A person may become haughty with this. But here we are not talking about, Baba is using the word elevated pride. Pride hath a fall. The English saying goes, pride hath a fall. But here, this elevated pride does not have a fall. It has a rise. It doesn't wane, it waxes. So, self-respect finishes arrogance. Because self-respect is arising from soul consciousness. Anything that arises from soul consciousness, automatically becomes viceless, automatically pulls your consciousness out of this body and takes you little above this world. You are not colored by the things of this world. You are not colored by the happenings of this world. You are not influenced by the nature, sanskars, or circumstances. So, what are the benefits of staying in self-respect? First, Baba told here is, it finishes arrogance. What else? Arvind Bhai, what are the benefits of Saman? What happens when you stay in Saman? What happens when you are seated on the seat of Saman? Till now I was speaking, from today onwards we are going to make this session absolutely interactive, and from tomorrow onwards, today is English Murli, we are going to revise along with this paragraph every day. So today's Murli, all of you have to study, take out some important points and come prepared tomorrow, so that we can revise two things, this as well as Murli. A day before smoothly. So, self-respect finishes arrogance. One. Second. Yeah. Speak up. What it does? What does Soman do? Virtues and powers will come to you automatically. You don't have to strive differently for that. Once you are situated in self-respect, all gun, all shaktiya, all virtues and powers will come to the soul. Next. You become Mayajit, you become the conqueror of the Maya. You become more powerful. Then, all powers obey you. You don't have to even order them. They automatically come to you. You don't have to even invoke them, call them. Our courage increases. You become more strong. You become more courageous. Spiritual courage. Not that physical courage. Spiritual courage. This itself is a topic of discussion. Spiritual courage. You become master of yourself. You have attained self-mastery, self-sovereignty. Sunday's Murli, Baba said, you are sitting on the throne of self-sovereignty. this throne of self-sovereignty, this throne of karmatit stage. Baba had equated these two things. To be seated on the throne of karmatit means to be free from the effect of actions is same as to have the control over your physical organs. So self-mastery. So what you attain is self-mastery through self-respect. And then here again, what else? What happens because of Soman? When you are situated in the seat of Soman, what happens? Yeah? Your stage increases. Your stage becomes elevated. Okay? You stay in reality. You are away from this falsehood, false world. It's easy to give respect to others. It's easy to see others as they are. It's easy to see others as they are. Because unless and until we are situated in self-respect, we can't see others as soul. Everyone is a royal soul of the deity clan. Everyone is a royal soul of the deity clan. Everyone is a great soul of this deity clan. Everyone is great soul of this Brahman family. This elevated vision. Otherwise, we come down and we start seeing their faults, imperfections, failings, defects, flaws. And then we have conflict. We fight. Then we have, they are not fulfilling our expectations. All these things start. Here we are elevating our own conscious level. The level of our consciousness is going up. So many, we can just make a list what are the advantages of staying in self-respect. And tell me at least 10 self-respects which Baba has given us. Each one self-respect. I am a great soul. Chalo, start from here. Sandeep. I am an elevated soul. I am world benefactor soul. I am self-sovereign soul. I am the conqueror of the nature. I am the conqueror of the Maya. Then, I am master almighty authority. Then, I am the highest soul. Highest, purest, richest, most elevated soul in the world. Loveliest, sweetest, luckiest. So, these are all self-respects. We need to keep on playing with self-respect. We are ancestors. We are progenitors. We are forefathers of this world. We are the root. So, actually these are so... The world doesn't know any one of these self-respect. They can't even think of this. But Baba has given so many self-respect. So at each and every Murli, if you find, you will find at least 10, 20 self-respects. Even from Sakar Murlis. So, what it does is it finishes arrogance. Otherwise, actually we are, body consciousness makes us arrogant. So it's an elevated pride. So the elevated pride finishes the different types of impure body consciousness. When you switch on the light, Baba is giving a very beautiful analogy about light. See, the light is on, there is light. When the tube light is on, there is light. If suppose the current goes away, so there is a darkness. And all attempts to fight with darkness would go in vain, unless and until you bring light there. Suppose imagine there is a room where there is a darkness from last 1000 years. And everybody fears to go there. Because in the past many kings have tried to fight that darkness, to dispel that darkness. They have gone with their enemies. They have fought with darkness. But darkness has become all the more powerful every time. Nobody could remove that darkness from that room. So is it that darkness is very powerful? Is it that darkness is an enemy who is becoming more and more powerful? It's not like that. Because there is no darkness at all. It is non-entity. It has got no existence. The very definition of darkness is absence of light. You bring light, even a small candle is enough to dispel a whole lot of darkness. No matter how long it has been existing, no matter how strong it appears, no matter how dark it is, how deep it is, but what you have to bring is light. Bring even a candle. One Swaman is just like that light, a lamp, a candle, and it dispels all the darkness. So this is a very beautiful analogy. Baba sees the game of the children. You speak about self-respect. Now Baba is hinting at some other thing. He is saying that you say that I am seated on Bab Dada's heart throne. You say this, you think this, but then you don't remain on the seat of experience. You don't experience it. All spirituality is about experience. It has nothing to do with book learning. It has nothing to do with knowing things by heart. It has nothing to do with lecturing. It has nothing to do with giving beautiful discourses. It is nothing to increase your information. Spirituality has nothing to do with all this. Spirituality, religion, as Swami Vivekananda has said in one of his lectures, religion is realization. Today is 12th January, National Youth Day, birthday of Swami Vivekananda. So he has said that religion is realization. Religion means experience. If you don't have experience, if you have no realization, you are just a pandit, a erudite pandit, that's it. Your erudition is of no help. All your knowledge, unless and until you realize, and for realization you have to pay price. Realization doesn't come so easily. Requires lot of renunciation, lot of penance. Without this tapascharya and without this tyag, realization will not come. It's such a cheap thing that you can buy it from media. You cannot buy realization from market. You cannot get experience so easily. You'll have to pay for it. You have to pay for it. So Baba is saying it is essential to experience whatever you think, because the most elevated authority is the authority of experience. So Bab Dada sees that you listen to everything very well, you think very well, but hearing and thinking about it is something different. You might churn the knowledge very well. There are many people whose churnings are very good, but that is not an end in itself. That is just a means. Churning is not the end. Though it's much better than just reading the Murli, just hearing the Murli, the next stage is churning. But churning is just something coming on the way. It is not an end in itself. It is also a means. It is just a beginning, I will say, because this manthan, this churning, this is actually preparing your mind for that ultimate realization. It's in fact a stepping stone to ultimate success, but it is not an end in itself. So simply to get lost in churning, that is also to think that we have attained something very good. It's not like that. There are so many steps. So hearing and thinking about it is something different. To become an embodiment of experience, Baba likes two words very much in all Murlis: Murt and Swarup. Every virtue he adds these two words: Murt and Swarup. Murt and Swarup. Swarup in English they translate as embodiment. Anubhavi Murt. Murt they translate as image. Image of so many things, or embodiment of so many things. Murt and Swarup. Murt and Swarup. These are the two words. Actually, nowhere in any, no Hindu literature or any literature of the world, these two words are used: Swarup and Murt. Embodiment and image. Anubhavi Murt. Uddhar Murt. Image of upliftment. Everywhere he has used image, means what does it mean? You have to become image of that. Means as it is. Means that thing you should become embodiment, or you should become image of that. So these are two new words, Murt and Swarup, embodiment and image. So whenever you see any virtue, whenever you see any power, whenever you see any new point of knowledge, apply these two rules. It's a rule of two. Whether I have become embodiment, whether I have become the image of that. So that you have to do. Here Baba is saying, to think here is a different thing. To become an embodiment of experiment is the most, it's the most elevated authority of Brahmin life. On what ground we say that we know spirituality or we are spirituality? Because we have experienced it here in this sacrificial fire, in this yajna. A person might be absolutely uneducated, unlettered. A mother who doesn't know anything. She has never read any scripture. But with what authority, what power she speaks. It's really praiseworthy, commendable. Why? Because they have experienced God's love. They have experienced God's love. Those Shankaracharyas have not experienced. Those preceptors, those pandits, those scholars, those philosophers, those thinkers, they have not experienced. But here this mother has experienced, who is absolutely uneducated. This is the difference between knowledge and devotion. Baba is telling here the difference between knowledge and devotion. What is in the bhakti and what is in this jnana? There is a difference. In knowledge, or in bhakti also, what they do? Very intoxicated listening. Kanras. They love to listen. They get intoxicated. They even think, but they are unable to have an experience. But to have experience of God's love. God's love. They might be having experience of deities. They might be having experiences of their gurus, their preceptors, their teachers, so-called scholars, philosophers, so-called gurus, but not God. Gyan means being a jnani soul. That is being experienced in every type of self-respect. Whenever you see any self-respect, apply rule of two. Have I become the embodiment of that? Have I become the image of that? The moving and the walking image of that. The moving and walking image of that self-respect, of that virtue, of that power, of that point of knowledge. That is what we have to do. The experienced form gives you spiritual intoxication, Narayani Nasha, Godly Nasha, Ruhani Nasha, Ilahi Masti. So many different words are used. Spiritual intoxication, inebriation. Just as a drunkard, when he is drunk, he doesn't know what is happening in the world. His gait becomes staggering. He is totally unaware of this world, unaware of the consciousness of this world. He lives in his own world. In this similar manner, you should have spiritual intoxication that should fill your each and every vein. And then experiences like can never be forgotten. You forget all other things, but you never forget experience. Even if 5 seconds of experience, 5 minutes of experience, you can remember that whole life. It makes an indelible impression on the mind. It cannot be erased, unerasable dent on the mind. So such impression, such experience, we should strive for. And we should not rest content anything less than this. Such divine discontent, Daiviya Santushtata, should always be in our heart. Don't get satisfied with any of one of your experience. We want more experience. We should be hungry and we should be thirsty for more and more experiences of God's love. Don't say that, oh, when we came in knowledge, we had lot of experiences. We cried lot. Our eyes welled up. So many tears rolled down our cheeks. So what? What about now? Those were olden days. Once upon a time that happened. What about now? Where has gone your purushart? Where has gone your effort? Again, that is because that this complacency, this little carelessness has come regarding experience. So never, never become complacent. Get satisfied just with this experience. You have to go ahead. Experience in life can never be forgotten. Whatever you have heard or thought about can be forgotten. But the authority of experience never decreases. It never wanes. So, keep on increasing experience. Om Shanti.